East Bay journalist Gabriel Thompson has been reporting on farm labor issues for more than a decade, publishing in The Nation, Mother Jones, and other serious outlets. But for his most recent project, he let other voices take center stage.
I was drawn to an oral history book of California farm workers because it allowed people to really take control of their own stories and also was a way in which to, I hoped, capture for readers some stories of the people who are feeding them.
The result is the newly published book, Chasing the Harvest, Migrant Workers in California Agriculture, in which 17 narrators, laborers, growers, and related workers, relate their personal histories in their own words.
Parts of last year, I essentially drove up and down the state interviewing people. The southernmost person was in Calexico, right up against the U.S.-Mexico border. Northernmost was in Stockton, although she actually commuted each day to Napa to work in the wine grapes because the pay was better than farm work in Stockton.
That's an indication, Thompson says, that within the ag world, North Bay vineyard jobs are considered among the best.
The harvest of wine grapes in Napa and Sonoma County, your pay is generally better. Benefits, if there are any, is probably better. And there have been efforts by wine growers to build housing for the workforce there.
It's a given that farm work is physically demanding with long hours and low pay. But Thompson says his conversations, which he transcribed and edited into the book, found the off-site realities of the farm workers' lives were sometimes even more challenging.
As a migrant farm worker, you're making just enough money to keep moving along. And if you have children, they're going to multiple schools. They're missing days of school. They're arriving at a new school and going over material that they've either already done or that they never got to at the other school. And it's just really expensive to be regularly forking over first and last and a security deposit for apartments when you're doing that multiple times a year.
Labor law allows children to work alongside their parents in the fields, Thompson says, and out of necessity, some do. But that's not what anyone really wants.
Parents are very aware that that's not the right path to take, so there's less of it, but it still exists. These are Mexican immigrants who have great hopes for their kids to go on to college and to be able to access all sorts of opportunities that they didn't have, but still thought it was important for their kids to come out to the fields with them, to be able to understand what it was that they were doing and understand why they thought education was important.
Most of his book's narrators are people Thompson had met in his previous reporting. He sat with them for lengthy, one-on-one, in-depth interviews, conducted mostly in Spanish, to detail both their work experiences and their life histories. The result, he says, is meant to personalize these individuals and illuminate their essential role in an industry that serves all of us.
When you go to the grocery store and you buy a head of lettuce, a bag of grapes, it's easy to forget that the last person who touched that product was a farm worker who was essentially handing it to you. So this is a chance to invite at least a handful of those people into your living room and hear from them. If you've ever wondered what it's like to be a farm worker or how farm workers survive, then I think this book gives you a deeper appreciation and understanding of how exactly California agriculture works.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.